The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. On this day in 1962, the race for space continued as astronaut John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth aboard Mercury 6, a spacecraft also known as Friendship 7.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Lift off.
All right, lift off, and the clock has started.
Okay, you're on your way.
Yes, sir, reading you loud and clear.
I can you.
This is Freedom 7. The fuel is go, 1.2 G, cabin at 14 PSI. Oxygen is go.
As understand, trajectory are okay.
Freedom 7 is still go.
On this day in 1971.
This is an emergency action notification. All broadcast stations shall broadcast emergency action notification message number 1, white card. This station has interrupted its regular program at the request of the United States government to participate in the emergency broadcast system. During this period, many radio stations will remain on the air broadcasting news and official information.
They've run the incorrect tape, Howard. This is a mistake.
This is a disregard. Disregard the last message. Disregard the last message.
Whoops. A misfire of the emergency broadcast system happened on this day in 1971, during which radio and TV stations were expected to cease all programming and await a report of a national emergency from the White House. But there was no emergency, and it was over half an hour before the proper cancellation message was sent. Most stations, which were expecting a routinely scheduled EBS test at the time, didn't air the emergency signal, though some did. And of the stations that did stop everything for an emergency that wasn't happening, only 20% of them followed proper EBS authentication procedures, revealing some serious flaws in the system that was supposed to warn Americans of an impending attack or disaster. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming. In 2013, astronomers using the Kepler Satellite Observatory announced the discovery of the smallest planet they had found to date beyond Earth's solar system, Kepler 37b. Writer Richard Matheson was born on this day in 1926. Born in 1938, actor Richard Boehmer, who guest starred in Star Trek Deep Space Nine and Twin Peaks. Anthony Stewart Head, who played Giles in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, was born in 1954. Born in 1960, the creator of Mystery Science Theater 3000, Joel Hodgson.
Hey everybody, I'm Joel. I'm marooned in outer space. I'm the satellite of love, and I'm the subject of a bizarre movie-watching experiment. Now I guess, so are you. I'm up here with my two homemade buddies, Crow and Tom Servo here, yeah.
Comic artist and animator Dwayne McDuffie was born today in 1962. Actress Lauren Ambrose, who starred in 6 Feet Under and Torchwood Miracle Day, was born in 1978. Hunter S. Thompson died on this day in 2005. D and Enemy Zero designer Kenji Eno died in 2013. On this day in 1989, Wesley Crusher was in love on Star Trek The Next Generation.
Warning. Resonant field applied.
What is it? What happened?
Nothing. I had it on the wrong setting.
Suppose it had to happen to you. It usually does at about this age.
What usually does?
Glands erupting with hormones. Happens to all of us.
Just because I said that I think she's interesting.
You said she was perfect. Uh-uh. Come on down. You're no use around here for now. Come on down from there. Go talk to her. Use the ladder.
In 1992, Rimmer left Red Dwarf behind to join the crew of a hollow ship in the show's fifth season premiere.
Captain, Mr. Rimmer from the mining ship Red Dwarf.
Mr. Rimmer, oh my word, it is one of the old Class 1 holograms. I didn't realize that you guys were still around. Captain Aircool Platini, IQ 212. Number one.
Commander Natalina Pushkin, IQ 201.
Commander Randy Navarro, IQ 194.
The second technician, Arnold Rimmer, IQ unknown. Captain, this is a magnificent ship.
So it should be, Mr. Rimmer. After all, it was designed to carry the hologrammatic cream of the Space Corps. Every crew member is the top gun in his or her field. This is a ship, Mr. Rimmer, of superhumans.
Which is why, Captain, I feel I could really belong here.
And in 2008, a member of Torchwood found death a bit difficult to outlive.
What was it like to die?
Don't think I should say.
Why not?
I'm not sure the living should know. Living. It might change the way you live your life.
You tell me right now, Owen.
It's hard to describe. There aren't the words for it.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's over 500-page continuing guide to Doctor Who, Vorp 2, is now available in print or ebook form. Catch up on the 2012 and 2013 seasons, spin-off series such as Torchwood, The Sarah Jane Adventures, and K-9, and the long-running audio adventures. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
CBS News, Neil Strozier reporting for the CBS Radio Network. Something went wrong also this morning with a regularly scheduled routine test of the emergency alert system of the North American Air Defense Command. And as a result, a number of radio stations across the country left the air briefly. What went wrong was that someone at NORAD in Colorado played the wrong teletype tape to radio newswires. Instead of the routine test, it carried the code word apparently for the real thing, which we now know to be hatefulness. And it told all stations to cease normal broadcasting on orders of the president. Dozens of stations dutifully complied until the Air Defense Command discovered its error a few minutes later. Repeat, it was all a mistake. There was and is no emergency. Except possibly one suspects within the bureaucracy of NORAD itself at this point.
The Logbook.com Escape Pod was created and built to spiral team.